And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 3rd of October, 2011. It was on this date, 1849, Edgar Allan Poe was found delirious outside a pub in Baltimore. He'd been en route from Richmond to Philadelphia on a business trip, stopped off in Baltimore on the 28th. Reasons known only to him, he was found on Lombard Street outside Ryan's Tavern, and he appeared to be dressed in someone else's clothing. He was unkempt. He was taken to a hospital where he lapsed in and out of consciousness, lucid sometimes, often delirious, until he died 4 days later. He was never able to tell anyone how he came to be in this condition. Newspapers suggested congestion of the brain, but there was no death certificate, no autopsy, and the reason for his death remains a mystery. Because he was found outside a tavern, many people assumed he was drunk, even though he'd stopped drinking 6 months before. Another theory says that Poe was the victim of cooping, in which political gangs would kidnap people, imprison them, drug them, beat them, force them to vote repeatedly in polling places all over the city wearing disguises. And Ryan's Tavern was a polling place, and Poe was found on Election Day. And what's more, his clothes were ill-fitting, dirty, threadbare, and Poe had a reputation as a natty dresser. Much of the Poe legend that he was a drunk and a madman originated with a memoir and an obituary written by an enemy of his, Rufus Griswold. Mr. Griswold had been the object of one of Edgar Allan Poe's scathing reviews. Mr. Griswold's own literary output has long since been forgotten. Today is the birthday of the novelist Thomas Wolfe, 1900 in Asheville, North Carolina, the youngest of eight children. Father was a stonecutter, mother ran a boarding house, and speculated in real estate. The parents appeared in his novels as Oliver and Eliza Gant. Wolfe himself was Eugene Gant. Thomas Wolfe wanted to be a playwright, and it was on a trip abroad, 1926, he first turned to fiction, began what would become his most famous novel, Look Homeward, Angel, a book which, like his later work, was a thinly veiled autobiography. He was on a trip to Seattle in 1938 when he came down with pneumonia, which turned into tuberculosis of the brain. He died just before his 38th birthday. And it's the birthday of Gore Vidal, born at the West Point Academy in New York in 1925, where his father was an instructor. Best known for his works of historical fiction, Julian, Burr, Lincoln, and his big bestseller in 1968, Myra Breckinridge. Also author of two memoirs, Palimpsest and Point-to-Point Navigation. Here's a poem for today, an old lyric by Samuel Woodworth, The Old Oaken Bucket. How dear to this heart are the scenes of my childhood, when fond recollection presents them to view. The orchard, the meadow, the deep tangled wildwood, and every loved spot which my infancy knew. The wide spreading pond and the mill that stood by it, the bridge and the rock where the cataract fell, the cot of my father, the dairy house nigh it, and e'en the rude bucket which hung in the well, the old oaken bucket, the iron-bound bucket, the moss-covered bucket which hung in the well. From a song lyric by Samuel Woodworth. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Constant Contact, combining the power of email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on your clock. ConstantContact.com. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.